Okay, now it is recording. So
I'll go ahead and give that to you. Feel free to just have it like 6 inches
now. Okay.
Kind of as close as you're comfortable with.
Yeah. And then
and
I can dropping.
Hold this for you.
Okay. A journey of Job. With wife and young ones to give all my love, with health, good fortune, and plenty to share. What a lovely life, truly blessed by God above. All was good, all was right, my God was there. Looking around, you can see there was peace. During the day I would wander, I would pray, my yearning to be nearer to God would increase, listening closely for his voice so as not to sway. Then it all changed rapidly, didn't take long to begin, no chance to take a breath before I had to take it in. The first wave came quickly as the servant rode, oxen and donkeys taken away in one big load. Before I could digest the news, the second wave began. Sheep killed with fire from the sky. Is this really God's plan? On the backs of the Chaldeans, wave three came, sweeping away my camels, enemies made a claim. And worse than ever, the fourth wave paraded. My children were dead as the winds invaded. My God, do you hear me? Do you see this pain? Naked I stand before you, crying, yet I praise. For you, my God, your goodness does not wane. You give good gifts, and then you take away. I will continue to worship. My voice to you I raise. Little did I know more pain would come, as sores covered, from head to toe, physical pain like the emotional discovered. With broken pieces of pottery, I tirelessly tried to scrape, sitting in the ashes, crying out with no visible escape. My God, do you hear me? Do you see this pain? In ashes I sit before you, crying, yet I praise. For you, my God, your goodness does not wane. Shall we accept your good gifts and not trouble? I will continue to worship. My voice to you I raise. As I sat amidst the engulfing pain that life became, my friends came to gather near to sit with me. For 7 days and 7 nights we sat within my shame, weeping aloud, sprinkling dust on their heads, all three. My God, I have no peace, only turmoil. Why did you even create me within this place? You brought me forth from your holy soil. Wouldn't it be better if of me there was no trace? My God, do you hear me? Do you see this pain? If you did ordain that I was to be born here, how much better if without breath I had lain, if at birth my cries would not have bent the ear? From thence my friends did speak freely their words. They say, I have not appealed to my God fervently, but have not my prayers been as numerous as all the birds? Have not I bent my knee and ear to God observantly? They say it is blessing to be corrected, but my pity is great. My God, why will you not come speak to me direct? Answer my cries, answer me now, set this all straight. Reconsider your silence, do not leave me to stay abject. My friends proclaim that the blameless you would never leave, for only the evildoers who forget their God will be torn. But how do I prove my innocence? From my pain there is no reprieve. How can I argue with you from whom the wind and water are born? Their advice is never stopping, yet my desperation grows. What worth is there in this life when God has worn me out? My grief and isolation are like the deepest dark shadows. These friends claim comfort, yet their care is something I doubt. My God, do you hear me? Do you see this pain? In all my suffering, you have stayed quiet and far away. I am tired. I am worn. There is no wisdom to gain. Your friendship I once knew, yet now it is I who pay. My God, I hear you. Your voice roars loudly. It was you who laid the earth's foundations. It was you who set the stars above proudly. It was you. You are Lord over all of creation. My God, I am not worthy to stand before you. Indeed, I am not worthy to speak my replies. Now I will listen. May your wisdom cut through. Your hand, your voice, help me to recognize. My God, you have heard me. You have known my pain. You alone can do all things. You alone are worthy. With dust and ashes to repent, my sins are at your feet are lain. My eyes have seen you. My ears have heard you. All my days I will look to you, for you alone are praiseworthy. And more than days of old, when things were good and right, my God did bless and restore with twice as much as before. I may not comprehend what is far outside of my sight, but for all my days remaining, my heart to God I will pour.